This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Donald Trump is a one-man wrecking crew, and I am so happy that he exists. I don't care what anybody says. This is undoubtedly the best man to be in this position in the history of this nation. Ronald Reagan could not do what Donald Trump is doing. He just doesn't have the same personality. He couldn't do it. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's Kevin Jackson Show. Donald Trump tweeted this. He says, congratulations to Judicial Watch and Tom Fitton on being successful in getting the Carter Page FISA documents. As usual, they are ridiculously heavily redacted, but confirm with little doubt that the Department of, quote, Justice and FBI misled the courts, witch hunt, rigged a scam. Here's what's funny about this. Everybody's talking about it. Remember when I told you guys Donald Trump is the person who sets the media's agenda? Trust me on this. You're listening to The Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255 if you want to chime in. Donald Trump sets the media. And let me just explain how I know this to be true. I want to play a clip from CNN Jake Tapper where he's interviewing Carter Page. And this is what got everything set off. And let me tell you something. This will be the biggest backfire in the history of politics for the Democrats. And the scandal that's about to break, it's already broken, to be honest with you, because we're going to get into some polling here in a little bit. But it's already broken. Donald Trump, I read a quote where it says, his poll numbers defy gravity. They can't understand how they continue to beat this guy down. They pummel him. And his poll numbers just steadily rise. That's the biggest fear of the left. What do you do to somebody that you think you're beating up, and it turns out you go look in the mirror and you've gotten your butt kicked? Anyway, let's play that clip from CNN, Jake Tapper interviewing Carter Page. And here's the lead-in to one of CNN's premier shows.
Hello, I'm Jake Tapper in Washington, where the State of Our Union is still reeling from that Trump-Putin summit, from the president's attempts to deal with the backlash, and from new disclosures in multiple investigations. Just overnight, the Trump administration released a heavily redacted version of the previously top-secret application for surveillance of Trump campaign foreign policy advisor Carter Page. This is the first time that such a document has ever been made public, and it says, quote, the FBI believes that Page has been collaborating and conspiring with the Russian government, unquote, among many other charges. The warrant itself, of course, has been the subject of a very partisan fight on the House Intelligence Committee, and the president is already claiming victory on Twitter, saying that the released documents, quote, confirm with little doubt that the Department of, quote, Justice and FBI misled the courts, witch hunt, rigged a scam. In fact, that tweet itself is misleading. The documents show that the FBI did use material from the Steele dossier, but the FBI disclosed that the person who hired Steele likely was looking for ways to discredit then-candidate Trump. It also noted that Steele had been a reliable source of information in the past. But let's talk to former Trump campaign advisor Carter Page. He joins me now. Let's get to the right to the crux of it, Carter. The FISA application says, quote, the FBI believes that Carter Page has been collaborating and conspiring with the Russian government. There is probable cause that such activities involve or are about to involve violations of the criminal statutes of the United States. The document accuses you of being a, quote, agent of a foreign power. Were you?
Jake, this is so ridiculous. It's just beyond words. You know, it's you're talking about misleading the courts. It's just so misleading going through those 400-plus page documents. You know, where do you even begin? It's literally a complete joke, and it only continues. It's just really sad.
Well, were you ever an agent of a foreign power? Did you ever advise the Kremlin or work with the Kremlin on anything?
Look, Jake, I... No, I've never been an agent of the foreign power in any by any stretch of the imagination. You know, I may have back in the G20 when they were getting ready to do that in St. Petersburg, I might have participated in a few meetings that a lot of people, including people from the Obama administration, were sitting in Geneva, Paris, etc. But I've never been anywhere near what's being described here. In
welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. You probably missed the little, the hidden gotcha that Jake Tapper tried to do there. He tried to say that, it was heavily redacted, as if the Trump administration were the people heavily redacting it. But I want to go back to Donald Trump saying, as usual, they are ridiculously heavily redacted. Meaning, I didn't do it. I'd like you to see it all. But he's telling everybody, it's ridiculously heavily redacted. Then CNN goes in to say, well, Carter Page, are you guilty of this? You know, are you the person working with foreign governments? And Page is like, man, this is so ridiculous. And what Carter Page is saying, and he's been on all the TV shows, he's saying, there's nothing you're going to connect me to with this. And you're going to end up spinning on yourself. So anyway, that's what Donald Trump tweeted. But he didn't stop there. He didn't stop there. The Mr. Newsmaker is what he is. See, the news media has been in the business of manufacturing news. The same way you would mine ore, go try to get diamonds or anything else. That's the way the news media is. And what's funny about it is it's not manufacturing from raw material. And this, to use that analogy, it's manufacturing like it is looking for gold, where you've got to move tons and tons of material in order to get ounces of gold. The media has so little that they go move tons and tons of material in order to manufacture the news. And this is exactly what's happened. They have moved billions of tons of material. And here's what's funny about it. They've netted no gold. None. The closest they've come to it is detaining, what's her name, Maria Butina, because they needed a Russian to put in jail in the United States. They got Russians they've tried to put in jail we've indicted some Russians. Unfortunately, they're all in Russia. And so in order to continue this ruse, they said, well, who do we have here? So they put this Maria chick, which, look, I don't know, Maria's probably a spy, but she was a spy during the Obama administration, and they knew it. We talked about this before. They knew she was a spy. So if she's been a spy, why is it you're just finally doing something about it? Why didn't you tell other people in the government? You want to know why? Because Maria was targeting Republicans. So now you have them manufacturing. They are crunching down a lot of rock trying to find some gold. We'll talk more about that when we get back, because you found gold. You're listening to The Kevin Jackson Show. Keep it here, folks.
This is The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope, from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff, even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Radio show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Donald Trump, the one-man wrecking crew, continues. We were talking earlier about Donald Trump being a one-man wrecking crew because, look, do I really need to explain this? The media going down, the DNC going down, the Democrats going down, the entire Obama administration going down. The deep state swamp rats will be in prison when it's all said and done. The FBI, the CIA, NSA, all these people who have been working anti-American against you, going down. All the other things that are happening that are positive. I mean, that's all the negatives, and the negatives don't impact us. They impact these clowns. They don't impact us. There's good news for us. Economy, Donald Trump. Donald Trump sent out a tweet to Rouhani of the Iranians saying, you mess with us, man, you have picked on the wrong people. Don't think the Iranians are going to take this lightly. I'll get into that in a bit. What I want to talk about now is the fact that the media is talking about a tweet by Donald Trump. That's what they're talking about. And by the way, they're going to be talking about more than the tweets by Donald Trump. It was a tweet by Trump to Rouhani that signaled to the world that he's now got them under the microscope. But before we get into that, I want to talk more about this tweet from Tom Fitton and Donald Trump congratulating Judicial Watch on getting these redacted documents for Carter Page, these FISA documents that prove that it's been a farce, heavily redacted from the Department of Injustice, and this proves that the FBI misled the courts for this witch hunt that we are currently on, that cannot end good for the Mueller investigation. Is going to show just how big of a scam this thing has been and how deep the deep state really goes. Trump tweeted something else. He says, now we find out that it was indeed the unverified and fake dirty dossier that was paid for by crooked Hillary Clinton and the DNC, knowingly and falsely submitted to FISA, and which was responsible for starting the totally conflicted and discredited Mueller witch hunt. Think about all the adjectives he used there. Crooked Hillary and the DNC, falsely submitted, that's an adverb, and responsible for the totally conflicted and discredited Mueller witch hunt. Those are powerful words coming from the most powerful man in the world. Then he goes on to say this, and the DOJ, FBI, and Obama gang need to be held to account. Source number one was the major source. Avoided talking about it being the Clinton campaign behind it. Misled the court to provide a pretext to spy on the Trump team. Not about Carter Page, it was all about getting Trump. This is what he's quoting from somebody saying. Man, you gotta appreciate a guy who says, you wanna go to battle, doggone it, let's go to battle. Donald Trump is going to battle. He's battling every piece of this establishment that has been snookering the American people for the better part of 3, 4, 5 decades. A government that at some point along the way, I don't know when, decided it was no longer in our favor, it was actually against us. You look at the deep state swamp rats who are in fear of their lives. Look at Brennan. I wish, oh my God, if we had a reality show that could follow Comey, Brennan, Susan Rice, Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama. I'm talking about following them around for real. Listen to their phone calls. If we have an NSA that wants to listen in on some stuff, let me tell you something. You watch the sparks flying between these Democrats, the throwaway phones. What do they call them? What do they call those phones? That you buy and you toss in the burners, the burner phones. Thank you. Yeah, the burner phones that are being purchased by these guys. Hillary Clinton is purchasing burner phones by the pallet. Unbelievable what's happening in this government. Kevin Shipp tweeted this. Shadow government operative flushed out. CIA counterintelligence. Mueller's deputy. FBI National Security Branch. FBI Senior Intelligence Advisor, Multinational Corporate Board Globalism, Deep Connection to John Brenner and James Comey. You know who it is? It's a new name, folks. Philip Mudd. So you're going to hear that name. You're going to hear all these are just the big guys. There are minions like the McCabes and the Peter Strucks that did all this stuff. What's going to happen when they have to come back and stand before the man and say, well, yeah, I dispute what Lisa Page said. I dispute what so-and-so said. What do you think is going to happen when it's time for McCabe to come testify? They're even saying we may want to get Barack Obama in here to testify. Unbelievable, everything that's happening right before our very eyes. And the one-man wrecking crew is bringing it all down. He's CNN, MSNBC, all of them. Report what you want, report it as long as you want. You cannot keep the genie in a bottle. The tempest in the teapot is more like it is, because it is about to blow up in their faces. And I go back to what I said earlier in the broadcast. Who else do you know who could do this? Who else do you know who could confront these clowns and really make them understand that, you know, we're not here to play? It's a different world. Donald Trump's poll numbers actually are rising. Post Helsinki, with everything that was going on, the left saying, the Russia this. He stood before that other country and he said these things about our clandestine agencies. They wanted to build outrage. And let me tell you, it was a good strategy. It really was. Because when you put the United States against the Ruskies, and here's Donald Trump appearing to stand up for the Russians, you would think, whoa, here's Mr. Anti-America president bailing out on America in order to stand up for the Russians, saying that he doesn't believe our clandestine agencies. He believes Russia. He's standing with a dictator. People who mean to do us harm. This has been I'm not trying to say I'm some psychic or anything, but this has been their strategy from the moment that Donald Trump said he would meet with Putin. And the reason they did, there's a couple reasons they did not want that meeting to occur. One, it would signal that Donald Trump is saying, I don't care what you say about Russia. Our conversation about me colluding with Russia is done. I'm not entertaining any of your idiocy. This is done. So that's part number one. They didn't want to deal with the idea that, you know, Donald Trump is actually saying, you know, you can hunt for Russian stuff all you want. It's over. The second part of it is, what does Russia have to say about all this? See, we don't know. The United States isn't reading RT. We're not reading Pravda. We aren't reading a Russian. We don't know their side of the story. Now, typically, we've been conditioned to say, they're Ruskies. They're bad people. We don't want to talk to them. They're terrible people. Yeah. Well, maybe not. Maybe they're not as bad as our government. Maybe, in fact, they're working with them. Because remember, John Brennan is a communist. Remember, the Democrats now consider themselves socialists. Who's got more aligned with Russia than these clowns? So maybe Putin is tired of being the whipping boy, and he says, you know, I have lots of information here. I'd be happy to share it. Our clandestine agencies have done quite a bit of work on your people, Mr. Trump. You know, that's what I'd be doing. I'd say, look, this is a propaganda war, so let me help you in your propaganda war. That's what I'd be doing. Now, if I were President Trump, I'd take nothing. I'd let the Russians dump it. Anyway, we'll be back. Keep it here, folks. Listen to Kevin Jackson.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
A U.S. service member was killed and another was wounded during an apparent insider attack in eastern Afghanistan. That's according to a statement from U.S. forces in Afghanistan. On Tuesday, President Trump's nominee for the Supreme Court of the United States, Brett Kavanaugh, will go before a Senate Judiciary Committee. Ramon Martinez, clerk for Kavanaugh.
I clerked for Judge Kavanaugh about 10 years ago. I've known him for almost 15 years, and he's got the character, he's got the integrity, and he's got the fairness to be a great judge.
Arizona authorities say they have found the body of a woman who was among the four people missing after two boats crashed on the Colorado River. The woman was found Monday in a section of the river that borders California and Arizona. The search is continuing for three other people who are missing. 10 people were injured, and one person is in critical condition. President Trump took to Twitter to wish everyone a happy Labor Day and say that our country is doing better than ever before with unemployment setting record lows. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
So I've been talking about this Professor David Yeagley, who was giving this speech about the over-dramatization, if you will, of the left about the Native Americans and the Indians, when in fact they're just using the Indians to promote socialism the same way they've used blacks to promote socialism. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. So we've gone from, we conquered the Indians, which every land, there has been a conqueror. Every one. I don't know. I'm not going to go through the history of it, but go look at Scandinavia. Somebody conquered it. Different tribes, different this, that, and the other. And it became what it became. And what America became was the best country in the world, bar none. If you're going to be a conquered person, the best place to be it is in America. If you're going to be an enslaved person and get over that slavery, the best place to do that is in America. In fact, there are places in this world right now where slavery is still practiced, indentured servitude, etc. America, we correct our wrongs. Indians are now they certainly have been set up to be a very strong culture within America. And if the Indians were smart, smarter, I'm not trying to say they're dumb per se, but they would just embrace this culture and move on. And that's what Dr. Yeagley is saying. Now, I get it. Preserve the culture, the Navajo code talkers and all that other stuff. Congratulations, man. Do that. But the best thing you could possibly become is American. That's the best thing you can possibly become in the world. Not Native American, but American, period. So then we were talking about this, and it got me interested in an article written by, Dennis Prager, and he says, what the left touches, it ruins. And I've said this over and over and over. The left ruins everything. The Indians are, if the left left them alone, they would be moguls. All of them. Now, they're starting to do better, but it isn't because of leftism. It's because of capitalism. Not because of anything the left does. Anything that where blacks have made an achievement, it has zero to do with leftism, and it has to do with you as Republicans, conservatives, pragmatists, saying, we're going to really help you, not what they do. And it doesn't involve government. But anyway, here's what he says, a partial list of damage done by the left and the Democratic Party. The most obvious, and therefore the one more and more Americans can resonate with, is the near destruction of most American universities as places of learning. In the words of Harvard professor Steven Pinker, an atheist and a liberal, outside of natural sciences and a few other disciplines, such as mathematics and business, universities are becoming laughingstocks of intolerance. That's what a Harvard atheist liberal professor said of academia. If you send your children to a university, you're endangering both their mind and their character. There is a real chance they will be more intolerant and more foolish after college than they were when they entered college. That's a scary thought. And you want to know why? Because you are geared to say, you're going to college, son. You knowing, I mean, I want you to think for just a second, you as a parent in America listening to the Kevin Jackson Show, you know that colleges are cesspools of intolerance. They're bullying. Everything wrong with this country is at college. And do you know you wake up every day going, you better get your butt ready for college, buddy. You better study hard so you can go to college. You college, college, college. And you have just droned it into your children's head that they got to go to college. You know what I said to my kids? You can go to college, but let me tell you something. You better not be buying any of their stuff. You better be the contrarian. You better be able to challenge your professors and be ready to get, go at. Now, my kids got their degrees in finance, economics, and computer science. They weren't in sociology and things like this. Now, they were exposed to it, but they didn't succumb to it. But it's not that, it's tough to do. And my kids were trained to fight mentally and physically, so they were prepared mentally and physically to say, shut up, I don't believe, no. And they also knew that, you know, mom and dad are going to back them 100%. No ifs, ands, or buts. He goes on to say this, when you attend an American university, you are taught to have contempt for America, its founders, to prefer socialism to capitalism, to divide human beings by race and ethnicity. You are taught to shut down those who differ with you, not to debate them. And you are taught to place feelings over reason, which is a guaranteed route to eventual evil. The left has ruined most of the arts. The following three examples are chosen because they're scatological, a favorite form of left-wing artistic expression. Before the left poisoned the arts, art was intended to elevate the viewer or listener. But to the left, elevate is a meaningless term. It is far more at home depicting urine, fecal matter, and menstrual blood. In 2011, a lifelike German sculptor depicting a policewoman squatting and urinating, even the puddle is sculpted, received an award from a prestigious German foundation, the Leinemann Foundation for Fine Art. Wow. I'll let you just stew on that for just a second. In 2013, the Orange County Museum of Art in California placed a huge 28-foot sculpture of a dog outside the museum where it periodically urinates a yellow fluid onto a museum wall. In 2016, one of the most prestigious art museums in the world, the Guggenheim in New York, featured a pure gold working toilet bowl, which visitors were invited to use. The name of the exhibit? America. So one could literally relieve oneself on America. Why didn't they just put the Statue of Liberty in there as well? You could just pee on her. Thanks to the left, the Philadelphia Orchestra, one of the greatest orchestras in the world, allowed itself to become a voice of leftist hate. Recently, it featured the premiere of Philadelphia Voices, a political rant put to musical garbage, as some musically knowledgeable Philadelphians described it to the author, says in the fifth movement titled, My House is Full of Black People, the black teen narrator chants the following lines. The country is full of black people, all wanting to be heard, while old white men draw lines on maps to shut all of them up. Later in the movement, he yells, if you would all just effing listen. See, this is where we are. There's nothing uplifting about that. There's nothing to have pride in this country. Nobody wants you to have pride. They don't want you to have white pride. You can have black pride, but you can't have white pride. You can have gay pride, but you can't have not gay or heterosexual pride. We've talked about this. The guy, the city councilman who says, I want to have a heterosexual appreciation month, the same way you just had gay pride month. He wants to have a heterosexual pride month. Oh, my gosh, what are you talking about? How dare you say the gays right after the month in which they just had their appreciation month? And you know what? There are a faction of people out there going, well, I kind of get the point. No, I don't get the point of either one. There shouldn't be a gay pride month because who cares? A sexuality pride. Hey, let's have a bestiality pride month. Let's have a non-monogamy pride month. Pick your sexual issue, whatever it is, and let's have us a pride month for it. You like having sex with the same sex person, so let's celebrate that. Woohoo! That's something to celebrate. Is it not? Not? I'll answer it for you. There's no art in leftism. There's no sanity in leftism. And we are, I'm just telling you, we are in a war with leftists, and the problem is they're taking over. They are warring with us, defeating us, and we're going, the sad part is we're the best warriors in the world, the warriors of virtue, the warriors of truth. There is no more powerful warrior than what we stand for. I will tell you this. I'm a fighter. I have never in my life picked a fight. And I'm a fighter. I could go to war with most people in the world and absolutely come out on top. But I don't pick any fights, never have and never will. But what I will do is I will fight for principle. I do it every day verbally, metaphorically. And I promise you, as God is my witness, if you want to pick a fight with me, I will accept your challenge. And, come what may. I'm not the baddest guy on the planet, but I know I'm in the top percentile. So you want to pick that fight, I'm willing to go to war with you. But I'm not a warlike person. I don't want to go to war. But I'm a warrior for the truth. And when I decide to fight, it is because you picked it. And it is because I'm willing to fight for my virtue. I'm willing to fight for my truth. And you know what? We aren't fighting for our truth. We let these people do this stuff to us. And they guilt trip us on, well, you need to accept this fight because you did this to the Indians. And you did bad things to black people. And you did things to women. And you know who did all those things that they're talking about? Them. Are their ancestors clear? No. They're not fighting for virtue. They're fighting for their own power.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protective building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO33 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO33 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO33 to 350350.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show
on Kevino Jacksones.
Talking about what the left touches, it poisons, it ruins cities. We talked a while back about San Francisco, and they got poop maps where you can go and where they tracked somebody. I don't know who does this stuff, but they track where humans are defecating and stuff. Talk about needles, hypodermic needles all over the place. You got to be careful where you step. We profile this stuff. In New York City, it's a cesspool over there. I'm going to get more into that later in this particular broadcast, but it's crazy. Iconic cities, places where, you know, tourists should come and go, man, it was an amazing experience. Now you practically wear a hazmat suit anywhere leftism is. I've told you, anywhere there's a university, you should just think of it as a cancer. That's what it is. New York University, cancer. Chicago University, cancer. You know, Harvard, cancer. The only time you don't have to worry about it necessarily being a cancer if it's a technical college, MIT, Caltech, something like that. Then it's not necessarily a cancer. But they start teaching liberal arts and all this other nonsense, nothing but a social cancer. That's what it is. I'm glad you guys are here. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to, KJRadio.com. If you want to call the show, 844-551-8255. Leftism turns everything into just worthless. It becomes worthless. Leftism has made black culture worthless. Black culture used to be something to be prideful about. It's no longer that. We can't, you know, here would be the story I'd paint for blacks. I'd say, yes, we were sold as slaves in our home countries. Our families, our ancestors lost in the battle, whatever was waging in Africa. And yes, other tribes were enslaving other tribes, and we got sold. How do you think you got sold? Were you the winner? No, the losers got sold. And we came to a new country, and these people who won us and who looked at us as nothing more than cattle did all kinds of abusive things to us, which, by the way, same thing that was happening to us in other tribes. I did my genealogy. I'm like seven different African nations. What do you think happened? You think, you know, there was, oh, yeah, well, let's go meet over with the Tanzanians and the this, that, and the others or whatever. It was African tribes taking over a tribe, raping and pillaging, and then they'd get finished with them, and then they'd say, okay, go to this side over here, and they'd sell them to them, and then they'd rape and pillage or do whatever they wanted. And finally they said, you know what, we're sick of them, and they sent us to America, where we were raped and pillaged. Or just raped. We didn't have to be pillaged. But we came over here, and the white man finally said, you know what, this is we got to end this. You know, I mean, yeah, it's a gravy train. It seems good at the time, but these are human beings. Somebody looked at us and said, there's civilization here. We can no longer do this. And they stopped. And so when they stopped, we then, I'm talking about during Reconstruction, the 1860s, you know, 1866, 1867, and so on, when they started giving us rights. We, from the 1860-somethings to the present day, just over a century, we finally said, you know what? We can become part of the fabric of this nation that we helped to build, and we built it to be the best nation in the world. It would be a source of pride for black folks. Go read a history book and tell me where you find pride in slavery and the lack of overcoming slavery and overcoming the lack of civil rights by blacks. Doesn't exist. They want us to wallow in it, and they want you as a conservative to wallow in it, and you got nothing to do with it. You were the reason. Pay attention. Sound like my aunt. You were the reason that I sit here now talking to you on the radio, explaining to you that you have no apologies owed to me. None. Thank you. Thank you for recognizing man's inhumanity to man. Thank you for recognizing that Democrats didn't give a crap about black folks. If it was up to Democrats, I would still be somebody's slave. Second-class citizen. Subject to the whims of white folks and the whims of men who don't have to care about me at all, who would still look at me with disdain. Thank you, white folks that are listening to the Kevin Jackson Show, because you get it. Those other clowns, they don't get it. They want me to wallow in my misery. They don't want me to move forward from it. They don't want to show me any growth. They don't want me to feel any source of pride in overcoming all those things. Because you know why? Because we've overcome blacks. We've overcome much more than the average American. Much more. Much more even than the so-called Native American. the Native American, got his land taken from him. He went to war and got his butt whooped. We came over on his land, and get this, people don't even want to tell this story. Indians owned black slaves. How do you think? My great-grandmother was half black, half Navajo. How do you think that happened? You think black people were just going through Indian territory and they went, doody, 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 doody. Hey, listen, black folks, come in and have some chitlins and some fried chicken. Or you think they enticed us with it? Y'all want some hog maws and some collard greens? And they tricked us? No, I don't know the true origins of it, but don't be surprised. I wouldn't be surprised to find out that my great-grandmother is a product of the rape of a slave, of an Indian chief raping one of his black slaves. White folks don't want to talk about that on the left, do they? But do you think I'm going to be like, oh, man, I'm going to hate the Native American? No, it's just part of my blood now, part of my heritage. It is what it is. And I'm not going to go, oh, these dang Navajos. My grandmother, great-grandmother was Navajo. I'm not going to do that. Stupid Navajos. I can't stand them. It is what it is. And so you move on. They did identically what the white man did, but you don't hear him teaching that. Not at all. You don't even hear them teaching that the Indians own slaves. No, because that would defeat the narrative. I know you guys are saying, God, Kevin, are you going to talk about anything that's up to date? I am talking about up to date stuff. Everything you're facing is based on what I'm talking about right now, for those of you who want to be naysayers. Okay, that was me. Sorry. Let me go on with what Dennis Prager was saying. He says, you know, so everything's been politicized and ruined by the left. And he says, indeed, that's the left's poisoning of everything, the politicization of everything. The left is increasingly poisoning sports. In most football stadiums this past season, one could not attend an NFL game without being subjected to left-wing contempt for America and its flag. So, too, one cannot watch late-night television if one desires to simply be entertained before drifting off to sleep. Jimmy Kimmel, Stephen Colbert, other hosts have changed late-night TV into left-night TV. Why merely being funny when you can... Oh, I think he may have screwed up here. When you can use your monologues to advance your left-wing views. The left has poisoned mainstream religion, mainstream Protestantism, non-Orthodox Judaism, and much of the Catholic Church, including and especially Pope Francis, are essentially left-wing advocacy groups with religious symbols. The left is destroying the unique American commitment to free speech. Almost half of incoming college freshmen do not believe in free speech for what they deem hate speech. Merely taking issue with a left-wing position is in the left's views, and the left views hate speech, rather. The left's view considered hate speech. They do not understand that the whole point of free speech is allowing the expression of opposing ideas, including what we consider hate speech. The left has poisoned race relations. America is the least racist multiracial society in the world. On a daily basis, Americans of every race and ethnicity get along superbly, but the black left and the white left consistently poison the young minds with hate-filled diatribes against whites, white privilege, systematic racism, black dorms, black graduations, lies about the events in Ferguson, Missouri, and the like. The left has made innumerable women unhappy, even depressed, with its decades of lying about how female sexual nature and male sexual nature are identical, leading to a hookup culture. Leaves vast numbers of women depressed, and it's indoctrinating generations of young women into believing they're going to be happier through career success than marital success. And in some ways, and the scariest of all, he says, the left is poisoning our children with its commitment to ending male and female distinct categories. One of the great joys of life, celebrating one's sex, is now deemed nothing more than a hateful idea in many of your children's schools. Things like, and I'm going off the thing here, but toxic masculinity, which we're going to be delving into in some of our teachings in the future. He says, if you treasure Western civilization, fighting the left, sometimes all liberals and conservatives need to do this, is the greatest good you can engage in at this time. You better fight for what you want. You better fight. You better hold something near and dear enough to where you're willing to say, that's it. And you roll up your sleeves and say, bring it. today is a great day to die. That is the warrior code, because one of these days you are going to die, and you're going to either go out as a warrior or you're going to go out as a victim.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.